With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Wildfires have claimed the life of one person in New Mexico and forced the evacuation of thousands of residents in the southern part of the state. On KOAT last night, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said fire crews are facing a big challenge.
20,000-plus acres, 0% containment.
Moist air from the Gulf of Mexico could bring some relief to firefighters there. Meanwhile, new fires are spreading in California. One has spread over more than 8 square miles east of San Francisco. There's another new blaze over nearly 16 square miles. That's located in the northern Central Valley. Also at SRNnews.com, while much of the U.S. remains in the grip of a heat wave, southern Texas is bracing for a tropical storm. Larry Kelly with the National Hurricane Center says a potential tropical cyclone is forecast for Mexico and the Texas coast.
A lot of heavy rain is forecast for southern Texas, everywhere from Corpus Christi, Brownsville, and westward towards San Antonio. The Weather Prediction Center does have a risk of flash flooding over those areas today and tomorrow.
One of America's most conservative congressmen locked in a tight battle right now against an opponent endorsed by Donald Trump. It's in Virginia's primary election. Representative Bob Good, who chairs the House Freedom Caucus, is seeking a third term. But State Senator John McGuire has mounted a strong challenge, and as of this morning, that race is too close to call. Baseball has lost a giant. Hall of Famer Willie Mays, dead at the age of 93. He was one of the game's greatest and most beloved players. No trading on Wall Street today. Stock markets are closed in observance of Juneteenth. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is seeking to jail a Texas doctor, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Ethan Haim, a surgeon at Children's Hospital in Houston, leaked information to journalist Christopher Rufo that sex change operations were being carried out there on children, even after officials said they had stopped. The Justice Department says Dr. Haim violated privacy laws and has now unsealed an indictment that could land him in jail for up to 10 years. Critics say the charges are designed to intimidate whistleblowers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court has rejected the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found Board of Education rules that were approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content, violate state law. Edmond Public Schools had challenged the rule after the board recommended removing two books. This is SRN News. McDonald's is putting a stop to its AI-powered drive-thru.
The experiment behind the fast food giant's current automated order taker will soon be coming to a close. McDonald's confirmed it's decided to end a global partnership with IBM, which has been testing this artificial intelligence technology at select McDonald's drive-thrus since 2021. While the IBM partnership for McDonald's current automated order taker is winding down, the Chicago-based company seemed to suggest it wasn't ruling out any other AI-related drive-thru plans down the road.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that scores of other fast food chains have also begun exploring the implementation of AI in their drive-thru lanes. Chipmaker NVIDIA reaches another milestone. In the S&P 500, it's the most valuable company, valued at over $3.3 trillion. More details at SRNnews.com.